Paul Starteri.
Consistently, and I had never met him. And then when I took over in the interim, I brought him in. We had a long discussion on expectations, and honestly, he's been nothing but very, very professional. He brings a very special quality. And Paul has been a player that every time he's been called to play for Canada, he shows up. And if he hears, he doesn't hear his name, he's calling to find out if he is selected. He really wants to play for Canada. And he brings vast experience as well. He's played in the Bundesliga, he's played in England. So he brings a lot of experience that the young players could learn, not just on the field in the way he trains and carries himself, but off the field as well.
You talked about having objectives before you go into these games. If you could get one thing out of these two games, what would it be?
Well, we have two sort of main things we're looking at. We would like to play a little bit differently, and I really don't want to talk about that right now. But we would like to play a little bit differently in particular the Peru game, to see what sort of flexibility we can add when we play. And there are some issues within the squad that have been giving us trouble and that we're trying to tweak. So, you know, the Peru game would be a, I don't use the word test, but it would be a very good challenge to see how far along we've come in understanding what needs to be done.
When you talk about issues, you're talking personalities?
Or no, not personalities, just I think it's more relationships in the sense that because they don't play together, little assignments, just don't work out the way it would like. And, you know, with only three training sessions, it's very hard to address. So what we said to the players is we're going to try and address it over time. For example, we have not had this midfield together since Poland, I guess, would be the first time this midfield's together. So, you know, we're trying to look at what went on against Poland and then decide with the midfield what little changes we need to do to be a little more efficient.
Obviously, when you, as an international manager, when you don't get your team together, the players don't play together that often either. Do you find that there's a certain amount of cliques, you know, like, obviously, we've got three guys from TFC, the other guys that played together in the past. Is there a attempt to break that kind of stuff up to get more understanding between them?
I don't find it with the national team. I think we're so short the time together. It doesn't really happen. There are some older players that's a little bit away from the younger ones generation wise, but they are professionals, and with the team. We haven't had any sort of those issues. Even in Gold Cup, where you're almost together for a month, we haven't had those issues. So, I mean, there's always a little bit of, you know, maybe a tackle went in too hard, but that's normal. Right?
Thank you very much. Thank you.